You're listening to Woo Woo 111.1, where we will discuss our favorite holistic practices for mental wellness, like yoga, meditation, crystals, tapping, energy healing, and everything in between. We are your hosts. I'm Laura Lee, aka LL.
I am Tabitha, aka Tabby.
We hope you enjoy. All right. Welcome to the Woo Woo 111.1 podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Laura Lee.
And I'm Tabitha. Welcome.
This is episode 4, which is our new and full moon rituals.
Yes.
And Tabitha is going to take it away on this one. And let's begin.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Hello, LL. It's so nice to see you and talk to you again.
It's only been like, what, 4 times today?
I know. So today we're going to talk about new moon and full moon rituals and how we can use those for healing and manifesting. Setting intentions, just releasing, and really just personal development as a whole. So today is November 3rd and November 4th is actually the new moon. So let's start off with the new moon. Well, the new moon is, the part of the lunar phase where the moon is completely dark, and it really signifies or associates a time of fresh starts and new beginnings, at least on the spiritual side of things. So the new moon is a really great time for starting any new projects or tasks, setting intentions for either that month or even the remainder of the year or the next 6 months or year. It's really great for manifesting, because a lot of us, we like to work on our manifesting, and the new moon and the new moon energy just amplifies that so much more. What else? Yeah, it's really just about new starts, new beginnings, new projects, and just really setting those intentions and really like embodying and feeling those emotions that you, you know, that you have when you have already had what you are trying to achieve. And whether it be a new project or a house or moving in with somebody or whatever the case may be. LL, do you have any sort of new moon rituals or things that you like to do?
Well, so this is all new to me, and I have to thank Tabitha because she introduced me to a lot of this new moon and full moon rituals. So one of the things that, and it's funny because this is something that I've been wanting to learn about for years, really. And then it was just kind of this year that it just kind of all happened.
That's how it always happens.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So one of the things that you had taught me was the meditation bath.
Yes.
We've talked about that, I'm sure, on previous episodes. Mm-hmm. So I would have a bath with all my crystals around me, and I would just kind of meditate in the bath and think about anything that I'm want to manifest. So that was one of the things that I started doing this year, which at the time turned into, it didn't matter if it was a new moon or full moon or anything. It was just an everyday thing because I was loving it so much.
Great.
Yeah. I loved it. I think I told you, I'm like, I don't even know the last time I had a shower. I just keep having this bad. And then what else have I done? Writing out. So what, one of my, I actually made a Instagram reel about this recently, is I actually brought a journal into the bath with
yes.
me, and I wrote down all my intentions in my journal. So yeah, that was another thing that I did.
I love that you did that because, so yes, the meditation bath, which we've talked about before in a previous episode or episodes, but essentially, and I'll just kind of go over what I did, was I had a bath with like essential oils,
Epsom salts.
Epsom salt, yes, thank you. And actually, I think I used like pink Himalayan salt, Epsom salt, and there might have been something else in there. Fresh flowers or dried flowers. And then, yes, I put my crystals around and I actually put on binaural beads, which is a whole other thing we can get into in like another episode because those are like a whole other thing on their own.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, I put in binaural beats that time, but there's been other times where I've just put on meditation music to either like clear my chakras or to just make me more like in alignment. Really just depends on my mood, honestly. And then I had candles and basically I did focus on my intentions and like what I wanted to manifest and like what I wanted to start new and bring in for that month, but I also kind of went more into a meditative state, so for me it wasn't really journaling. Now I like that you brought the journaling thing because that's actually something that I've been wanting to do that I haven't done. And
I did
not in the bath. Yes, not in the bath, but I do like the thought of that. And I do, however, journal as part of like a new moon ritual. So the meditation bath is a really great way, I personally feel like, to kind of, I don't know, like end off the night because you feel so relaxed and like just, you know, warm, and it's just like, and just, you know, really amazing, like after so one thing that I like to do, and there's lots of different ways you can do it. So some things I like to do is I have these little intention jars that I make that basically are geared to like one specific thing. So with whether it's like abundance or self-love or whatever the case may be. I like to bring that out and I do some incense and I keep around my crystals and sometimes I will just have that as my sacred space and I'll do journaling there. And it's more like scripting, which if anybody's unfamiliar with scripting is another way for manifesting what you want into your life because you write as though you already have that and you are coming from a place of gratitude and appreciation and you really like embody the emotions and feelings. And a lot of people actually do ask about you know, using their phone, but it's, and I'm just an old school kind of person when it comes to the pen and paper, but pen and paper really is more effective for that. Yeah.
And do whatever works best for you.
Yes, so do whatever works best. Yeah.
If technology works better for you, by all means do it. But something about pen to paper, it just really kind of solidifies and it's very powerful that way. So as an example, right now, one of the things I'm manifesting is a dog. So instead of saying, oh, I can't wait to get my dog or, oh, I really want that dog. It's like, I'm so happy and grateful now for my new dog. Something like that. Yes. So acting as if that dog is already right there in front of you and you're imagining how you feel and, you know, playing around with the dog. And just act as if that has already happened and just changing the wording. So it's like, it's current, it's present.
It's present. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I like actually that you brought that up because I just thought to myself, you know, you might not want to necessarily write in your phone or even write like on pen and paper, but another great thing to do is while you're thinking of these things you want to manifest, voice record yourself. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm playing with my new puppy. Yeah. And, you know, he's so, whatever the name is you want to name him, like, you know, be as specific as you can be. My new Bichon Frise Oliver, you know, like, who's so fluffy and cute and white, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, describe.
I'm getting excited because I'm thinking about my dogs, but yeah, sorry. But that's what you want to do.
As much detail as possible. Yeah, like the colors and much detail. All that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's so powerful when you do that.
It is. Because the thing about even when you're scripting is that depending on how long it is, I mean, you could do them in short, like almost affirmation-like sentences. So like, I'm so happy you're grateful for my dog, you know, and kind of be specific. What kind is it? What name do you want to give the dog? And you can even just have those on voice recording. And now that can be part of your affirmations that you would say on a daily basis. So just to kind of up, you know, the manifestation a little bit. And you will probably like embody those feelings and emotions like a lot more too, because you're also hearing it like coming from your voice, you know.
And that's another that's a really good point too, because when you can hear yourself talking about it, then you just like feel into it more, and that's
more believable.
It's more believable, and it's a really good thing to do before bed. So getting into that state, like listening to yourself talking about how much you love this new thing that you manifested, that's a great way to listen to yourself and do it before bed.
That's a really, actually, like, I know I just kind of suggested it, but at the same time I also really want to do it. That's like something that I haven't really done. I'm always like writing, but never really have ever recorded myself, but I think I would like to try that.
I've been talking
about interesting
for months and I still haven't done it yet.
Well, but, on now.
Exactly. We'll make a challenge. We'll do it together.
Yes. Yeah, we totally should. That would be really good.
Yes.
So that's, I guess, two things. What else is there that I like to do? I'm like kind of trying and playing for some reason. Making a list of all the goals that you want to do is another great way. Even just, I should say that, like, it's, I like to sort of like cleanse the space I'm going to be in, because it's, you know, very new energy, kind of release, clearing out any old stagnant energy, bringing in new energies, good energies, positive energies. So like clearing your space, really making it special for you, you know, like what are the things that you like, have some of your favorite crystals out, hands down, have some of your favorite crystals out. I mean, if you're into crystals, but not everybody is. But most people are. But
if you're into manifestation, like, then you
usually you're into the crystals. Yes, but just in case, and if you're not, you should totally check them out. Check out our Crystal 101 episode.
So speaking of that, so we do this every time we record the podcast, is I have my smudge stick, and I have, and I'm sure you do too, crystals around. We're clearing the space and calling in, having a great episode, and you know, the people that need to hear this episode are going to find it. So
exactly,
our podcast ritual too.
I do love that, actually. And that's the amazing thing about I know it's kind of went off topic from the new moon rituals, but it's kind of like, I like that we have our own little ritual that we do before we do the podcast or something. So that's fun.
We do a card
reading. A card reading. I love them. Today's is really good too. Cleansing your space. You can either use sage, or not everybody likes to have sage sticks burning or whatever. So another great alternative is like cleansing candles, which you can find, you know, most metaphysical stores. And they're usually a great combination of like Palo Santo and cedar wood and sweet grass and sage, so they're same thing. But more recently I've actually started using incense sticks or the cones, and I do like those too, because you can kind of do it, it doesn't have to be as long, right? You can put it out when you don't want to have it going anymore, and you know, have a different scent going, which is really nice. But candles is really great to add to it. Anything that's really going to make you feel like, honestly, just amazing, happy, cozy, like, and just really all around great. Because that's really important, right? So make a list, clear space, make a list of what you want to bring in. And even things that you want to, like a bucket list, even like you'd be amazed at the things that you could cross off a bucket list through manifesting and intention setting on a new moon cycle. Like sometimes you don't even realize it, mm-hmm. you know, and if you happen to find this list, which I always encourage keeping some of this stuff, because it's really incredible to like go back and review it and see like what has actually come into fruition.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that there's so many things you have already manifested and you didn't even realize it because they might have been really little things that you kind of
Or didn't even really think about it, right? Yeah. Like, and that's, which is great, which is another point. So like the other thing with manifesting and setting your intentions is really about doing those, but not overthinking them and constantly, you know, thinking about them and almost seeming kind of like desperate for it to happen, because that's also, you want to kind of just let it go and let the universe do its thing.
Yeah, what I like to say, and this is dating me, it's from an old infomercial years ago, set it and forget it. I don't even know what it's from.
Isn't that from like Fixident? I feel like that's a denture's commercial or something.
No, it was like a cooking product or something like that, and you just like put it in.
I'm gonna have to like find it.
Forget it. I can't. I'm sure if we Googled "set it and forget it,"
it would come up.
Set it and forget it. Just put it up there, and then just let it.
Exactly. But you know what? Yeah, that's perfectly said. So set it and forget it. Yeah, another great thing that I really like to do for intention setting is obviously meditation, but that can be done. So I tend to do that, like I said, more in a meditation bath. So essentially, I'll kind of give you the rundown. So what I like to do is clear my space, do my scripting and journaling. And I like to incorporate gratitude journaling in that as well, not just, you know, like what it is that I want to manifest. Again, because you know, we're always trying to come from a place of gratitude. So do my list, do some gratitude journaling. I also thoroughly enjoy doing card pulls and you know, connecting with my spiritual team on that level and just asking them for, you know, any messages that or guidance that they have for me. Or what I should be working on in particular with my business or on a personal level or in general, you know, over the next month. And then I'll do just a single card pull. Sometimes it'll be, you know, three or four cards, just depends on how I'm feeling that day and what I'm intuitively feeling, mm-hmm. you know, I'm being called to pull as well. So card pull for me. And then the meditation bath. And then I like to read my scripting stuff, you know, before basically like when I'm done or before I go to bed, and then I leave it alone. Mm-hmm. So those are just some things. Oh, and the intention jar, like, so I know I brought that up, but like if you getting a little bit more on the witchy side of things, I suppose, if you want to bring in like more wealth, you can have an abundance jar, and you can sprinkle, you can put money around it and bay leaves around it, and like really focus on that intention, like through affirmations and just your thoughts. So there are many a ways you can set intentions. Some are a little bit on the witchy side of things, and some of which I love, and some of them are a little bit more on the spiritual like plane, you know.
Yeah.
They're both spiritual in their own ways, but I don't want to say basic because that's not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little more common.
Yeah. You just reminded me that there was one that I did recently where you wrote it down and then you put it in a jar and you buried it in the mud.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that one.
I love that. I love that you said that because, so yes, thank you very much actually for reminding me about that. So another great thing you can do with setting your intentions, and a lot of people really like to do it because, and I've done it before too, you know, you can write all the stuff out and then you can sort of dispose of it. So some ways you can get rid of it would be to burn it. You send the ashes up to the universe and that's your message, like as above, so below, you know, it's being taken care of. Another thing you can do is rip up it up to small pieces and put it out in some salt water, not like table salt. You could do like a pink Himalayan salt and you can let the moon energies absorb that in some way. And then the next day you can take that water and you would put it into the ground where it goes back into and compost. Or again, you can just take it and rip it up and then bury it, or you can burn it and put the ashes in the ground. So yeah, there's lots of different ways, or you can keep it. So there's lots of different ways you can do that too.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up actually.
Yeah, I just remembered. I'm like, oh yeah, it's sitting there. I live in a condo, so I just have a patio with a whole bunch of potted plants, and I just dug the jar in.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And yeah, you could put it in the jar. You can actually put the paper back in, a little compost, right? Mm-hmm. So it's yeah, there's tons of ways you can do it, but those are some of the key things that I like to do and that I share with people about setting intentions for a new moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, good one.
I just remembered another one that I learned and that I taught to you, and I don't have the directions anywhere near me to remember exactly how it was, but you would write a check. You take like a check out of your checkbook and you would write, I'll have to look it
up. Don't date it.
Maybe we can put it
in. Or date it the date that you do, but.
Yeah, no, I think it was like, you didn't date it. You did something specific with wordings there. And then you wrote.
I have my book, but I don't have it with me.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know where those notes are. So you write the check out to yourself, pay to the order of you, and then whatever the amount of money. No, I think you even left. Oh.
We're gonna have to find it.
Zoom has this new feature. Anytime I like move my hands around, high-fiving or doing the thumbs up.
Mine has the thumbs up.
Yeah, I got the thumbs up. Good. So those that aren't watching the video, that's why we're laughing, because I just gave the thumbs up. And so you put...
I think you put to pay to the order of me, right? From
yeah.
the universe, or your name, and then...
Yeah, from the universe, you sign it from the universe or something.
Sign it from the universe. Memos like for whatever, right?
Yeah, and you don't put a specific amount. You can put a specific amount, but it's something like leaving it open, like unlimited resources or something like that. The whole ritual. Well, I'll find it and then we can include that in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, we should totally do that.
Yeah, because that was a good idea. And then you have to leave the checks. There's certain corners of your house that you have to leave the checks hidden. And every new moon, you're supposed to write a new check. So I have two of them, one in, it's like the southeast corner and the northeast corner, something like that. And then every new moon, you're supposed to rewrite those checks. And I have not rewritten them since I did it.
I don't know about like the directional thing, but I do know that anything that's like abundance or wealth related or money related, you could put it in the far left corner of your house. That's the wealth corner.
Okay. Yeah. When it was southeast or something, I think that. But yeah,
that's
so
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll include details on that with this episode.
Yes, we should totally do that. Mm-hmm. God, to make a note to actually do that. I probably should write that down because I sometimes forget these things. You know, I'm only human.
Yeah, so lots of rituals out there, and you know, you can Google it too and you'll find articles.
Find a ton of stuff.
Or if you follow any kind of spiritual kind of social media pages, they'll always put up on the new moon, full moon, like different rituals, stuff that you can do. Just like trying everything out, because it's something, like I said, I've been wanting to do for years, and then finally this year is the year that it all
Yeah, and then full moons. So full moons is all about release, You know, letting go what no longer serves you. You know, it's been a month, give or take. But, you know, you've been dealing, you know, we all deal with a lot over the course of the month. And it's just a really great way to prepare yourself for that new by releasing, you know, anything that doesn't no longer serves you, just really working. I feel like when it comes to the full moon, like just really doing that inner healing and sort of like that, you know, releasing that trauma, what doesn't serve you, and really making, and just really like balancing, you know, your chakras, and just really like open, preparing yourself to be open and aligned for like the new moon, and just clearing away any old stagnant energy. So another thing you could do, which is very similar to the new moon, cleanse yourself and the space. Also an amazing time to charge anything that you have, that's crystal jewelry, crystals, tarot decks, oracle decks. Another great thing to do is make moon water. Moon water, for anybody that does not know, is water that you charge under the energies of the moon, the full moon. And then there's a few things you can do with it. You can either save it, which I do because I use it in some of my products. And you can also write like an intention on it and have it sit out there overnight, and then you can take that cup and you can drink it in the morning, and you know, then you've just really amplified that intention, and you have all those beautiful full moon energies flowing through you. So that's also really great. And one thing to note, like, you know, even with the new moon, is that if you miss it, it's not the end of the world, because usually those new moon and full moon energies do last for about 2 to 3 days afterwards. So you still have time to completely do all of these rituals and, you know, intention setting and releasing, and it's perfectly fine, and even making your moon water. So it's just the strongest on the actual new moon or full moon.
Right.
You're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say two things. I forgot the first one, so I'll go with the second one that I remember. So Tabitha was telling me about making the moon water. And so finally this last full moon, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make the moon water. So I found this jar. I wanted it to be a glass jar because I feel like plastic is just, you know, man-made crap, and glass is just more natural. I don't know why.
Beautiful.
So I found a jar, and unfortunately I couldn't find the lid because I'm using the lid for my incense cones, which for those watching, I'm like, where did that lid go? And this is the jar lid that I've been using forever. So I couldn't find a lid, so I didn't want any bugs or debris or whatever to get into the water, so I just found something that just kind of covered it but wasn't sealed completely. And the next day I went out, I'm like, oh yeah, the new moon water, and so I was like, I was gonna drink that you know, in the morning. And I went outside, I was so excited to get it, and I just had it like literally outside on my patio. And you don't have to have it right outside in the light. You can have it, you know, on a windowsill, I guess, or yeah, by a window, something like that. But I put it out because I'm on a top floor, so I have this patio. So I put it out there. When I went out to get it, I knocked it over and I spilled all the water except for like 2 drops. So I only got to 2 sips of the moon water. So I'm going to try it again this time.
But that's okay.
So what the full moon, I think, is November 19th this month?
Yes, so November 19th, I believe.
And it's
and the new moon is tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, the lunar eclipse. Yes.
Yeah. So new moon is November 4th. And then the full moon, I believe, is November 19th. And it's also a lunar eclipse. Yeah. I was just reading about that.
Yeah. It's really, I know. I love that. I love it so much. What else is there? So full moon, really good for releasing.
That's what I was gonna say. So for the releasing, so if you want, well, how do I release, you know, things that aren't serving me? Mm-hmm. You can do that with journaling, like, okay, you know, anything that's kind of, you know, keeping you stuck, like limiting beliefs or self-sabotaging behavior, stuff like that, that you know you're preventing yourself from going, moving forward with something that you want to do. You're like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm going to release any fears. I'm going to release, you know, the self-doubt that I have, and journal about it, even more powerful. Journal about it, mm-hmm, say it loud, and that's how you can release it as well.
Yeah, and I do find that because of the full moon, and you're really releasing a lot of that old stagnant energy and things that don't serve you through journaling and meditation even. Mm-hmm. I really feel like that's a really good time to I'm more inclined to either burn what I've written and like release that way. Yeah. So that's like another really great, or bury it and have it, you know, back into the ground. So I think, mm-hmm, that's like another really great thing to do too. But, mm-hmm, it's again, another, you could do oracle readings. I always like doing them. And they're fairly similar, but more different in the aspects of like what you're bringing in versus what you're letting go. Yeah. But essentially, the rituals can be very similar, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
And again, there's tons of things you can do, and yeah, definitely, like, you know, if nothing, you know, that we're suggesting resonates with you, we're talking, it resonates with you, like, definitely Google it. But, there's so many things out there, and better yet, like, create your own for what works for you. I mean, that's kind of how the meditation bath came out for me.
Yeah.
To be honest, because I was like, oh, I'm going to do this because these are all the things that I love doing, and, you know, and make me feel good. And then I just shared that with you because I had that whole crazy experience.
Yeah. Yes. And I was going to say, so like she just said, combining everything you love. So when she told me about the meditation bath with her crystals, I started doing that. And then I'm like, well, I'm in the bath and I kind of feel like I can do some yoga right now. So it was all just seated yoga that I did in the bath. But I, you know, got a little yoga in there as well. And then, yeah, some other,
and then also tapping.
Tapping. Yeah. That was the other, yes, thing I was gonna say. Yeah. Tapping. I started doing the tapping in there as well. So yeah, we'll talk about tapping another time as well. So that's called emotional freedom, or AKA EFT tapping. And yeah, it's another powerful way to, release.
Clear energy, release, manifest, mm-hmm, help reduce stress and anxiety. Yeah, so many amazing things.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I love about, like, these rituals or the healing modalities is that they're very interchangeable. Mm-hmm. And
I hit it up, but...
No, but 100%, like, you can really use them to combine into other things and not just, you know, assist in like reducing depression, anxiety, but also up your manifesting, or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's really, I love it. Like, I love that, mm-hmm, so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've done Reiki on myself in the bath.
Yes. I've never done it in the bath, but I should do that. Yeah, if we're both Reiki practitioners. So,
mm-hmm, yes.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have any other questions or anything I should go over? I was better prepared, but I feel like, well, to be honest, guys, I didn't charge my tablet and all my notes were on there. Like, because I know that sometimes I can go off topic, or, you know, you forget things when you're talking about, like, we all know that. Okay. Like, I can go from one thing to another, to another, to another. It's completely like derailed from what I was actually supposed to be talking about. So.
I think it's good for a better podcast when we just wing it. Like, we always have an idea and then we never really plan it out, but it just,
you know, we're just being our authentic selves.
We are so. Definitely.
you either gonna love it and resonate with us, and or, you know, or not like it, whatever. I'm gonna say love it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna be like, nah.
Yeah,
it's totally unstructured. I can't even speak. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But yeah, do you think there's anything else? Did I miss anything?
Think of anything else right now.
I really do feel like they're very interchangeable. Like, their, mm-hmm, rituals are very similar. But like I said, the one thing I strongly encourage is for people to try to really take things that they love in both aspects, for new moon and full moon, and really incorporate their own touches on it. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing, and it just makes it so much better for releasing and like intention setting and manifesting.
Right. And we're just sharing what we actually
exactly
do. But like we said, there's so many more rituals out there, so if what mm-hmm. we're saying resonate, just look it up if you're interested in learning how to do more, because you're going to find tons of information, and then just try things that you learn and see what you like, and if you don't like it, try something else, and just keep at it, because this stuff works. We're telling you, we know from firsthand experience that this stuff works.
Yeah, 100%. It's so interesting actually, because I had found something a while ago now, like earlier in the year, that I've done a few times, but I would like to incorporate a little bit more. And it's even like when you're stirring your coffee, like if you stir it like a certain way and say like an invocation, like just to have like, yeah, I have to find it and like send it to you and maybe put in the show notes, something else to find in the show notes.
Yeah.
But, you know, but like all these are cool, like amazing different things that are so, some of them are so easy. Like, I mean, who doesn't make a tea or a coffee or a drink? Like in the, not a drink, but you know what I mean? Like some warm water with lemon or something, like in the morning that you, you know, you do it and that's it. And it's just little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many ideas out there.
Yeah. The thing I liked about that too, actually, was because once you got into that habitual, that habit of doing it, it very much is to me, like the set it and forget it. Like you say, you know, you're feeling those emotions and stuff behind it. And it's just something as simple as taking a few seconds to really think about it, feel the emotions, swirl your coffee or tea around, and that's it.
Yeah, you just reminded me of another one that I learned where as you're just going about like just regular mundane things that you're doing, is literally saying out loud what you're doing. So for example, like I'm going to the kitchen to make myself a coffee. I'm making myself a coffee. And then that's just kind of putting into your brain that everything you say out loud, you actually do. And in a sense, that, even though that was a plan, like you were gonna go make your coffee, but it just puts out more, and I forgot about that. I learned that a while ago and now—
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's just like everything, I'm walking to the door, I'm unlocking the door, and then your brain's like, wow, everything she says, it actually happens, like, right away.
Yeah.
And then when you start manifesting and talking out loud is a great way to get manifestations to come to life, is by saying them out loud. So then when you actually are manifesting things that you're trying to manifest, then it just, yeah, becomes more powerful, and things start happening very quickly when you do that.
Yeah, they do. They do 100%. I love that you brought that up, because, and the other thing I have to say is that I love how when we have like one of your podcasts, like we talk about things that we do ourselves and that we have experience with, or we'd like to share things that we want to try, but there's just so much stuff that, you know, like comes up, and like I would never really thought about doing that, you know, like I'm doing this or I'm doing that. But then the drink thing, like maybe something that you might not have heard of before, which, you know, was easy enough to do. Like, so I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And we're always like, okay, I just discovered this. And then
I know.
Like tell each other. So we can practice.
I'm pretty sure there was something else we were supposed to try recently too, but I can't remember.
Yeah, probably. Oh yeah, but that's just another way to say it. There's so many things you can do.
There's so many things.
Try it out and see what you love, and once you find those things you love, just keep doing it.
Yeah, and put your own personal touch on it. It's so unique, and it just makes it so much more you, and it's just authentic to you. And I think that, I mean, like that's just really incredible to have for manifesting and releasing.
I just remembered another thing. So I was told recently that somebody I know, she will find music that she likes. And she found, I think it was on TikTok. I haven't seen it because I'm not on TikTok, but it was like a almost like a manifestation song. I think it was just a song that somebody made up. I think you saw it too, didn't you?
Wait, I think I told you about the money mantra.
It was somebody else that told me about it first, and then I think you told me about it too.
So funny you mentioned that. I did it this morning.
Yeah, and so they would get up in the morning, they would listen to this like TikTok or whatever it is, and like say it was like, yeah, you know, I'm, you know, making money, whatever it is. I don't know what to say.
It's like it's like ching 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 goes the money tree, and every time it chings, money comes to me. It's like from the left, right, up and from the top left, right, and up under me. Something about wave, a money wave, and yeah. Money flow, money made. Yeah, it's crazy. I just did this morning, to be honest. And I totally forgot about that one.
But yeah, if you like to sing, if you like to dance, and that's a great way to say
totally your one to do for tomorrow and like the next for the rest of the week.
Yeah, perfect.
It so, really yeah. puts you in a good mood. Yeah, too.
Totally. Yeah. Great way to start your day. Dance into something, even if it's just like some stupid, silly little song. If it's going to put a spot, make you feel good, right?
And I'm so glad you brought that up because that's another great thing to incorporate into when you're intention setting, really like upbeat, like high vibe, like songs. But also I find like if you're going to do like more on the releasing side of things that are very therapeutic, where you could do like dance therapy almost. So very like flowy and like almost like yoga-ish, like do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like kind of slow and rhythmic in some ways, because I really feel like that would help with releasing too, and it's very like therapeutic,
moving the body
like just dancing to however spiritual dancing, like whatever comes to your mind and whatever your body is compelled to do, like do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. So many things.
I know, so many things. I hope these have been helpful for you guys, and found them interesting.
I
super love interesting
things because I always forget. I'm like, oh yeah, that I try like the dancing thing and that.
I know.
Money mantra song.
I can't believe I just sang that kind of.
So I can't think of anything else.
I can't really think of anything else either. We've covered quite a bit actually.
Yeah, I think so. Again, I have no idea how long.
I know. I think the other one was like an hour and 17 minutes.
Oh, about 45 minutes. Okay. So well, this will conclude episode 4, new moon and full moon rituals.
And guys, give us a follow on Instagram at woowoo111.1. Send us a DM with feedback on the episodes or topic requests. And just want to throw it out here, we are in the process of creating a Google form for an application. So we would love to have people come on the podcast in the future. Yes. We're kind of dealing with a few things on a personal level. So right now we're just dealing with that stuff, but in the very near future, in the new year, January.
Yeah.
I think that would be good because it kind of gives us the holidays and everything in between. Right. But if anybody wants to do it, they can start sending in their applications once we have that form available, and we'll be sure to let you guys know too. Mm-hmm. So give us a follow on Instagram and share any feedback or topic requests or anything like that,
and let us know if you tried these
tools,
and let us know what's happening, because we love to hear everybody else's experiences with these as well, because we love them, we use them, and that's why we want to share.
I was gonna say that's why we created this, because we wanted to share with everybody, and we love using it. So give us a follow on Instagram at woowoo111.1. And where else do we have anything? Is that it? and just like and subscribe and follow.
Right.
On YouTube.
So we're on YouTube
and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to see us, then
it's good idea.
You can watch us on YouTube. We have a funny thing that's up there right now, because we were trying to live stream to YouTube for this episode to try it out. And it didn't work so well.
It really shows how amateur we are when it comes to that.
We're trying something new, but it didn't quite work out as we expected. So we'll maybe give it another try if we can figure out how to technology wise. But there was some feedback, so we just had to end the live, and it's hilarious. We were just see us laugh for like 4 minutes straight.
It was so funny.
Yes.
Oh, love it.
Well, hope you enjoyed episode 4. And we took a little bit of a hiatus. We both are going through some stuff that we'll probably talk about in future episodes. Yes.
We definitely will.
Yeah, we've already talked about it. We're gonna talk about
it. Yeah, we already know.
Yeah. So I hope to hear from you. Everybody have a wonderful week, and
may the woo be with you. Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your feedback and any suggestions on future episode topics. You can send us a DM on Instagram at woowoo111.1.
And may the woo be with you.